Can new leadership get BlackBerry out of its jam?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Now, the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics. And first to Canada, where Research in Motion has replaced its CEOs. Torsten Hines is taking over at the company that makes BlackBerry mobile phones. The big challenge? The CrackBerry is just not as addictive as it used to be. Or maybe more accurately, it's been replaced by other phone addictions. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins is with me here live. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So BlackBerry has been slowly losing out to iPhones and Android phones. Can the company recover from this slump?
So BlackBerry is kind of stuck in this chicken and egg situation. Right now, it needs people to buy the phones, and, you know, phone makers need those, you know, people to buy phones in order to get people to use their devices, right? So in order to get that, they need apps. But the problem is not enough people are buying the phones. So according to research from Nielsen, BlackBerry is losing market share. And it's even worse than that. Of recent smartphone sales, just 1 in 20 are BlackBerries.
No good for BlackBerry. So they have this new CEO. What can he do now to turn things around?
Some say it should give up on competing with iPhones for regular people like you and me. It needs big institutional buyers. Chris Green is a tech analyst with Davies Murphy. He says BlackBerry is still popular with hospitals and law firms, not to mention government agencies. The simple reason is security.
You can disable them the moment one gets lost, so we don't have instances of confidential information getting into the hands of wrong people. This is where BlackBerry is extremely strong, where it's stronger than the likes of Apple.
Or, he says, any other phones on the market. He also says it has an advantage with tech support departments. It's easy for them to manage. And despite the naysayers, he thinks BlackBerry will stick around for the foreseeable future.
Marketplace's Jennifer Collins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now to Europe, where the European Union has this morning formally adopted an oil embargo against Iran. The embargo applies immediately to new oil deals and allows existing deals to run through July. The sanctions also target other aspects of Iran's economy, like the central bank and gold trading. And it's one of a series of sanctions over the country over its nuclear program. For more, we go to Jonathan Marcus. He's the BBC diplomatic correspondent in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So there are already American sanctions, international sanctions. What's new with these?
Well, what's crucial about these is that the Americans have tried to constrain Iran's oil industry, but of course America itself doesn't buy oil from Iran. The Europeans do. Some European countries are heavily dependent upon Iranian oil. Greece buys about a third of its imported oil from Tehran. Italy and Spain buy a little over 10% of their oil from the Iranians. So cuts here will have a significant impact on Iran's economy.
Now, you just mentioned Greece and Italy. We know they're in some economic trouble. Could this sanction end up hurting them as well?
Well, potentially it could, and I think that's why the European Union has decided to phase in the sanctions. There will be no new contracts with the Iranians from now on, but existing contracts will continue to run until July. And I think this phased approach towards the sanctions is clearly intended to allow countries like Greece, Italy and Spain, which you rightly say are amongst the weaker elements of the European Union at the moment, to get alternative supplies elsewhere. Of course, nobody wants to see an oil crisis, which on the one hand would greatly complicate Europe's economic difficulties and all of the problems around the euro and so on. But equally, a significant increase in the oil price would paradoxically, of course, benefit Iran as well.
Jonathan Marcus is the BBC's diplomatic correspondent in London. Thanks so much.
Great pleasure.
Now, let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly up this morning. In Greece, talks continue between the country and its lenders. We've got a new silver lining to the housing bubble. A new study shows that U.S. housing is more affordable than any other English-speaking country. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow bounced up 97 points to close at 12,720.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. And by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The solar industry has hit a bit of a dreary patch. Think double-digit stock price drops, analyst downgrades. The world's biggest solar market, Germany, is backing off a little, and there are other clouds on the horizon. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
It sounds weird, but solar actually did too well in Germany. As a new energy source, it got generous subsidies. But the environment minister says the plan got too popular and broke the subsidy bank. Martin Siemenek works at Bloomberg New Energy Finance.
It's very obvious, especially in the south of Germany. Bavaria is possibly almost all covered by now with modules.
So they're taking away the solar punch bowl. Subsidies will phase out quickly and sales will slow. Strike two for the $82 billion industry is the U.S. market. American firms have sued Chinese competitors over unfair pricing. Jesse Pichel at investment bank Jefferies expects that will lead to tariffs and higher prices all around.
Higher priced solar panels means at least some projects in the U.S. will not get done.
It doesn't help that a key competitor, natural gas, is at its lowest price in a decade. But down the road, Pichel sees a vast solar market globally. Long-range forecast? Partly sunny. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, last week you heard about the leap second, which is a second of time added to calendars every year or so to keep our clocks in line with the Earth's rotation. A UN group was set to decide if we should keep it or dump it. Apparently, the leap second makes things really hard for software and satellite navigation systems. But the group just couldn't come to a decision, so they put it off till 2015, which is a pretty massive procrastination, at least relatively. 3 years, or 94 million seconds over a single second of time. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
In the Philippines, the link between religion, birth control, and global hunger becomes pretty clear.
There will be doubling of the population, there will be overcrowding of people, there will be a survival of the fittest.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Our series Food for 9 Billion continues. That and the numbers from Wall Street as well. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.